Blog Talk Radio.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. You could run, but you can't hide forever from these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. They never around when the beef cooks in my part of town. It's similar to Vietnam. Now we all grown up and old.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Spears on Sports, Episode 5. I'm your host, Jason. Today, I'm just going to do a quick wrap-up of the Syracuse basketball team's narrow win over Virginia Tech. They jumped out to a 22-point lead in the first half, played really well, ball movement was good. I thought pretty much everyone in the first half played well, minus Caleb Joseph and Chris McCullough. Then the second half came, and I tweeted at halftime that the key to this game, or the thing that I want to see in this game, is for this team to win the second half. I didn't care if it was by 1 point or if it was by 20 points. I just wanted to see them outscore Virginia Tech, because let's be honest, Virginia Tech is not a very good team. They didn't have their best player, who was suspended before the game. So to expect Syracuse to outscore this team in the second half by one or more was not that much to ask, in my opinion. Unfortunately for me, I was very disappointed, because they not only did not outscore Virginia Tech, they were outscored by 17. They won the game by 2. The last 5 minutes was basically a recipe for how to lose a game, missing free throw. I mean, they went to the line, missed free. I don't think they made 2 in a row the last 5 minutes of the game. They either made 1 or none. Cooney was 2 of 5, so, well, I mean, he wasn't immune from it. I know at one point they were 16 of 26, which is about a little less than 64%. Probably around 60. That's not good enough. And the performance in the second half absolutely was not good enough. They needed to attack that team and bury them, because Virginia Tech is not good, period. They're probably the worst team in the ACC, if not the worst, one of the worst three. And, I mean, their place was dead. They had no momentum. And Syracuse came out in the second half and just, I mean, it was like they were asleep. They weren't. They didn't cover shooters. They didn't get their hands up. They weren't getting in passing lanes. All the things that they did in the first half that made that performance so impressive, they did not do in the second half. And that's frustrating for any fan, probably more frustrating for a coach, and a little bit disappointing, because I thought that Syracuse was past the, you know, fumbling away games at the end. And if this was actually a decent team, we would have lost this game. In reality, as I watched the end of the game, I'll be honest with you, I thought Virginia Tech was going to make that 3. Based on the way the entire second half went, and our inability to get the ball to Rakeem Christmas or do anything really in the paint in the second half, really led to what turned out to be a very close game, and honestly, I feel lucky that they won that game, because I just had a bad feeling after Bus Patterson missed his free throws. And that's, I mean, I love Bus. I thought he played a really, really good game, but my God, he's got to get better from the foul line, because he was awful. And for somebody that's supposed to be a shooter, that's unacceptable. I mean, those are free shots. That's why they're called free throws. You got to make more than 60%. And I don't even think he shot 60%. I don't know what he ended up shooting, but they kept fouling him, and he kept going to the line, and he made 1 of 2 or missed both. Bright spots for this game, I absolutely 100% think Tyler Roberson has earned the right to start on this team. I'm not sure. I think he had, because I don't have the box score in front of me, so if I'm wrong, I apologize. But I think he had double. I know he had double figures in both. He had a double double for sure. I think he had 14 points and 16 rebounds. Based on the lack of productivity that you're getting from Chris McCullough from the four, I honestly think you've got to start Tyler. There's really no point. Is this going to be the, you know, like Fab, Mello, and all those guys where you throw Chris out there for 2 minutes and yank him for the rest of the game? I mean, I don't really see the point in that. He's not doing anything really. He made a couple decent passes, Chris did, but at the end of the day, he's just not producing. And to me, it's just like anything else. If you don't produce, you're not going to play. And, you know, I know he's oozing with potential and he was a five-star recruit and all the rest, but at the end of the day, it's production and he's not producing right now, and neither is Caleb Joseph. Now, Caleb, I'm at least seeing some progression in his game. Chris seems like he's going into a shell and regressing. He hasn't done any. I mean, and the frustrating thing for me is a lot of these games that they're playing are against teams that he should be really having great games against. I mean, Cornell was not a big team. Virginia Tech was not a big team. A lot of their non-conference games were against teams that didn't have big guys. And he did nothing. I mean, I hope he did not peak the first three games of the season or whatever it was, or the first eight games, whatever, when he averaged 14 points and everybody was talking about lottery. Because for this team to really get where it needs to go, and that being the NCAA tournament for me, and actually maybe winning a game or two, he has got to give Syracuse more points. Get to the basket. If you're not going to go to the basket, then at least knock down a couple jumpers a game, and he hasn't even really been doing that. So I would start Tyler in place of McCullough. Will Coach Boeheim do that? I doubt it. I think he'll get, you know, McCullough's going to start the whole season. He probably promised him that he would start. So he's going to start the whole season, kind of like Fab did. And, you know, just going to have to hope that he develops, because really that's the key to the season. I think him developing and Caleb also developing is big for this team, obviously, because they're such two integral parts of what Syracuse is trying to do, and they're trying to get better, and those two guys have got to get better. Caleb's they're both really just struggling, and it's to be expected. He's freshman or freshman. It's very rare you get a Tyler Ennis or, you know, Carmelo Anthony, obviously, is a once-in-a-generation type player where, you know, you don't have to worry about them. These guys, clearly, Chris is getting pushed around. I kind of think maybe the Boeheim, you know, presser where he kind of went ham and, you know, about the lottery, and he's got a better chance of winning the lottery. I think he was using that as a way to maybe motivate Chris, but I think it went the other direction based on his performance since then. I think if he had it to do over, he might not go that route, because I feel like Chris has kind of lost a ton. I feel like Chris has lost a lot of confidence since that whole thing, and it's showing in his game. He does not go hard to the basket. He does not. I mean, he had that thunderous dunk against Cornell, and we all thought, hey, he's coming out, you know, he's back on track, but comes out today and really doesn't do much, and it's still very frustrating to watch a 6'11 guy play short, but he's playing small, you know what I mean? He's not attacking the rim. If you're going to get your shot blocked, excuse me, go hard. I mean, at the very least, you might get fouled. But he hasn't been doing that. I think it's a lack of confidence. I mean, he's just got to get his confidence back, and he's going to play, so he's got to get it together. Both the freshmen do. But back to the game, Tyler was great. I thought he was the player of the game. Without him, I don't think we win. He knocked down a couple of baseline shots that were huge. Trevor scored 18, I think, led us in scoring, did a great job. Except for the free throw shooting, which nobody did a good job. I thought Trevor was good. He got more open shots than I can ever remember him getting, and I thought he would have knocked down more, but who am I to complain? He made, I think, three or four threes, and that was huge. Virginia Tech did not play great defensively. Lots of open shooters. We just did not shoot well in the second half. I think at one point we were shooting 20% and Rock had no points. And let me tell you something. If we shoot 20% and Rock doesn't score, that's what's going to happen. We're going to get outscored by 19 or 17, whatever it was, 17, because Rock has got to touch the ball. He's our best player, period. There is no arguing that. And you get him the ball, force him the ball, whatever you have to do, but he's got to have at least – he should get one touch every possession, in my opinion, because everything kind of flows off him. You double down on him, he can kick, and then that gets the offense moving. That gets the defense moving. You get open shots, and, they just did not do that in the second half. I thought there were some missed foul calls, but you got to play through that. I mean, it wasn't like the Villanova game. I mean, they missed some calls and they got fouled, and there was some questionable calls that went against Syracuse. But you got to play through that stuff, man. It's going to happen, especially on the road in the ACC. You're not going to get all those calls, and really, in reality, when you have a 19-point lead against a team that's not very good, you should clearly be able to hold on to that, regardless of what's going your way or not. Blowing a 19-point lead or almost blowing it is just unacceptable. And I hope that he makes that clear to the team. You got to play 40 minutes in this league, in the ACC. You got to play 40 minutes. I don't care who you play against. And they played 20. They did the last 20 minutes of that game. I don't know where they were, but they weren't in that play, and their heads were not in that gym. They were somewhere else, because you got to get the ball to your best player. That's fundamentally sound thing to do. They didn't do it. They settled for jumpers and all kinds of other stuff. And this team is going to go as far as, Rock takes them. And he can't do it. He can't dribble the ball up and pass it to himself. You guys have got, the players have got to get him the ball. And it's frustrating when they forget about him and they don't feed him, because he's so good around the basket. I mean, he really is. He's got his repertoire of moves under the basket have improved so much in a year or in the 4 years that he's been at SU. It's really remarkable. He's a talented guy, and it was very frustrating to see them keep launching shots and not getting him the ball. So a win is a win. Okay, so we'll take the win and keep it moving, but I almost feel like this is a loss, because this team they played was so bad. I don't think people understand how bad Virginia Tech is. I think they lost to West Virginia by 35 points, and that's with their best player. So, and we beat them by two. So they have got to get better. They've got to keep playing. They got Georgia Tech on Wednesday, which the last I was told, they're at Georgia Tech, which the last I was told, were ahead of Notre Dame, who's ranked, I think, 14th. I could be wrong on the ranking, but they're ranked. So they can't play like that against Georgia Tech. They have got to play better. They got to play a 40-minute game, focused defense. They were not focused defensively in the second half, and it really cost them. They have got to focus on defense. This team is built on defense. They've got to play defense for 40 minutes. Because one thing about defense, no matter what's going on offensively, if you play defense as well as Syracuse can play it, it doesn't matter. Your offense can go in the funks and you can still win games. So they need to stay focused on that and really get after these teams defensively. And then everything will fall into place. I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond against Georgia Tech on Wednesday night. It's 7 o'clock tip. I think it's on ESPNU. It might be on ESPN2. I'm not sure. You have to check your local listings for that. But real quick, before I jump off here, I just wanted to remind everybody my picks for the games today are Arizona and also Pittsburgh. So with that, I'm going to wrap up the post-game show. Thanks for listening. It's been episode 5, Spears on Sports. I'll talk to you soon.